ליקוד הלכה סורחיים חלק בייס. תולחס ברכה סורח, הלכה דלד, פרגרף חוף גימל. רב נוסן זל סז, וזה בחינס אלויקאי מתאמון יובוי. This is what's referred to when the Torah tells us אלויקאי מתאמון יובוי, וכסיב השם מסיני בו, וזורח מסייר לומוי, הויפיע מהר פורון, ואוססו מירבו יסקוידש. The pasuk there is referring to the fact, V'dorsh Razal, the Gemara says, I'll say about this, Malamed shehechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol akum sheyekablu es haTorah v'loy rotzu. That Hashem approached all the nations of the Goyim, inviting them to accept the Torah, and they all refused. Hainu sheheir aleihem hirhurei tshuva mishoyresh kedushas haTorah. This means that Hashem shined down upon these nations of the Goyim thoughts of repentance, thoughts of coming close to Hashem from the source of where the holiness of the Torah comes from. However, these other nations refused to be inspired and to come close to Hashem. Alkein moas bohem. Therefore, Hashem despised them. Uboli Yisrael. Hashem rejected them and went on to Klal Yisrael. They rejected Hashem. Hashem rejected them back. V'tekev sheir aleihem behelem horanal. And by the Jews, the moment Hashem shined upon them this light, in a very hidden way, nisoyeru lo shuvelo, they were immediately inspired to want to come close to Hashem, to want to follow Hashem. Vaydeze bochar bohem mikol ho'amim. And this is what resulted in Hashem choosing Bnei Yisrael over all other nations. Avol machma shebechina zois yefshe bohoven besech lanoi shiklal, eich Hashem yizborach mizgalgelim kol odom lekarveyelov. And because of the fact that this is something which is impossible for a human being to understand, how Hashem approaches each and every single person and knocks on that person's door, inviting the person to come close to Hashem, shezehu soid sisrei habechira v'kanal. This is tied into the secrets of how Hashem gives each and every single person free choice, the ability to come close to Hashem, the ability to become a great tzaddik, or the opposite. Al kein nikroim Yisrael am segula. It's for this reason that the Jewish people are given this title, Am Segula. Machma she'ef shelohoven zois, mipnei ma bochar b'Yisrael mikol amim. Based on the fact that it's impossible for us to understand why Hashem chose the Jewish people over all the other nations. Kama shekosov Rabbein Azal ba'toyra atiko tomer v'sosim b'simen chofalev. As Rabbein Azal discusses at length in chapter 21 in the first half of Likutei Moran. שבשביל זה נקרא מישראל עם סגולה אין שם. Rabbein Azal over there addresses this question as to why Klal Yisrael are called Am Segula. Rabbein Azal says that a segula is something which we can't understand. When we say that if you put this thing on your wall, it's a segula. There's no rational reason why putting this on your wall will keep away germs or keep away klipot or anything. You don't see a rational explanation. It's something you believe in, even though you can't rationally understand exactly how it works. Here also, we believe that the Jews are the chosen people of Hashem, even though we can't fully understand exactly why. Because this is something that is impossible for us to completely understand. That's on a general level, speaking about the Jewish people as a whole. Ukemoikein b'chol dor v'dor yef shelohovim mipnei ma zochu elu lezgarev latzadik oemes yoser mishar hanoshim. And so too within each and every single generation, it's impossible for us to know and to understand why is it that these people, this group of people, were zocha to come close to that the tzadik of that generation, and other people who were seemingly just as good or even better in some cases, were not zoicha to come close to the leading tzaddik in that generation. Ki kol zeu b'chinas segula she'ef shelovin klal. This is all in the category of segula, which means something that we can't rationalize. We can't understand it with our minds. Aval be'emes tzaddik Hashem b'chol derochav. However, the truth is that Hashem is right in everything He does. Hashem is righteous. V'loy avlosa boy, there is nothing whatsoever wrong with anything Hashem does. U'bevadai gilgel Hashem yizborach behelem godlim kol echad sheyizkeh lezkar v'lo emes. And most definitely, Hashem has afforded an opportunity to each and every single person to come close to him, to come close to Hashem, to come close to the tzaddik, to come close to the truth. Even though Hashem does this in very hidden ways, where it's not obvious to the person, but the person is being sent messages, invitations. The person is being pulled or pushed. Ukefi ha-hisoyrus shel kol echod, kein hoylechoyse Hashem yizborach l'rachei kol akariv. And to the degree that the person shows a desire, any degree of desire or being in, or inspiration to want to come close to Hashem, to that degree, Hashem either brings the person closer or pushes the person away. Kemoy Sham Razal, as the Gemara tells us, Bederech Shodom Roitzaleilech Moilich Noisoi. Whatever direction a person wants to take, that's the direction Hashem leads them in. Because once the person picks a specific direction and shows that this is what they've decided, this is what they want, then Hashem plays along. Rak sheyefsher lohoven zois achshav b'shum sechel. However, today it is impossible for us to understand this completely. V'alkei nikro in Yisrael am segula kanal. And it's for this reason that Bnei Yisrael is called this title am segula, because of the fact that this item, the fact that the Jews have been chosen, is something that we can't understand. Paragraph Chav Dalet. U'bishvil ze koirin parshas bamidbar koidim shvuos. Based on this, you could understand why every single year we end up reading Parshas Bamidbar right before the holiday of Shavuos. Shehu medaber mimispar b'nei Yisrael. Parshas Bamidbar discusses counting the Jewish people. That's where we count each one of the 12 tribes and each one and divide them into flags and make a clear count of all the different groups. As our rabbis gave us a famous quotation about this, Manu v'itzru, count and celebrate, like, that these two go together. We count the Jews, and then we celebrate the holiday of Shavuos. Ki mispar b'nei Yisrael zeu b'chinas birur hamedamim. Because we learned earlier that counting is an aspect of birur hamedamim. It's an aspect of clarifying something that was unclear originally. Shezeu ikar b'chinas kabbalas ha-Torah b'Shavuos. And that's the main concept of receiving the Torah on Shavuos. Ki ikar birur hamedamim, because we learned earlier that kabbalas ha-Torah is a birur hamedamim. Ki ikar birur hamedamim hu'alidei nefoshos Yisrael daika. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, and he's going to start a major discussion on this, that the most important players in being able to perform Birur Hamedame are the Jewish Nefoshes. Ki Yisrael Shamdu al Har Sinai Posko Zu Amosam. Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, the filth that the snake had injected into the world from the time of the Eitz Hadas, its negative effects came to an end. It stopped. Zuamas Hanochosh, Shehu Bilbul Hamedame. We learned earlier that the Zuamas Hanochosh is synonymous with Bilbul Hamedame. All of that came to a stop when the Jews were at Har Sinai. Ki ikar tikun Hamedame toloi benefoshos Yisrael. Shebishvilom nivru kol hoilamois vehem hashoirish vachius shel kol hoilamois kulam ubohem tluyim kulam. Kimavur kol ze besifrei razal. Because the main tikun Hamedame is dependent on the Jewish nefoshos, who are the ones for whom Hashem created all the worlds, and the Jewish nefoshos are the foundation and the source of life for all the worlds. And everything in all the worlds depends on the Jewish nefoshos. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this. Ki isa b'ksovim, because it's written in the writings of the Arizal, sheyesh b'chinas memutza bein kol shinui habruim sheboilam, that any time you have differences in the world, different levels, different types of beings, there is always something that's an intermediary that serves as a bridge between the two, between day and night, there's got to be a bridge. Between hot and cold, there's a bridge. Between light and dark, there's a bridge. Ki bein doimeim letzoimeach yesh memutza. Because between the categories of inanimate objects and plants, there is something that's an intermediary, like a bridge between them. V'chein bein tzoymeach l'chai. And so too, between the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom, there is a memutza, there is something that's right in between, like. V'chein bein chai l'medaber, and so too between the animal kingdom and the human beings, there is a memutza. Kimavur kol ze b'sforim, as is explained in Sforim. Humavur sham b'ksovim, and the Arizal explains this also. Sheyesh b'chinas memutza l'bein klolius hoi l'mois, l'haboire yisborach shmoi. There is an intermediary, a bridge, between all the worlds that Hashem has created and Hashem himself. What is that intermediary? Man, Bnei Yisrael. V'hu nefesh ha-Yisraeli. It's the Jewish soul that's the bridge and the intermediary between Hashem and everything else Hashem created. Shehi govoya ma'oid b'sharosha. The Jewish soul is extremely, extremely high. It's a high-level item. V'hi chelek elokamim mamish. It's mamish, a part of Hashem himself. V'hi hamemutza v'hamechaber bein klolius kol ho'ilamos laboir yisbora. It is the in-between and the thing that unites Hashem with everything else. Val yodo nimshach hashefa v'achius v'akim l'kol ho'ilamos kulam. And it's through the Jewish nefesh that Hashem is mashpia, shefa, and chius, life and sustenance, to all the worlds. V'alkein b'Yisroel tolui ha'koil k'yadu. And this is why the Gemara says in all kinds of different forms that everything depends upon the Jewish people. Because Hashem is mashpia to Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael are mashpia to the rest of the world. V'chol b'chinoi seilu shehem b'chinas memutzoim kulam hem b'chinas koyach hamedame. Now Rav Nosson Zal again is giving us another definition and another clarification of this word medame. Anything that's an intermediary between two things is referred to as a koyach hamedame. Shehu hachibur bein hanefesh faguf. For example, koyach hamedame is the name given to that which attaches and connects the soul and the body. It's called koyach hamedame. Ki hamedame hu bechinas medame milsa lemilsa. Because medame comes from the term comparing A to B, you know, showing the similarity. Umechaber umekasher shnei hafochim yachad. And it binds and it attaches two things that are opposites, that are not like items, dissimilar items, together. It unites them. V'shoyresh hamedame lemalo lemalo b'kdusho nimshach minefesh ha-yisraeli shehi hi hamechaberes el yoinim v'tachtoinim. The source, the original, highest level medame is the Jewish soul, which is that which attaches the high Hashem kaviyochel to the rest of creation. Kihi b'chinas hamemutzo v'hachibur bein haboir yisborach l'klol yisoylom eskanam. Because as we said before, the Jewish nefesh is the intermediary and the bridge between Hashem and all the rest of the worlds. U'be'emes nefesh ha-yisraeli b'sharosho govoya ma'oid ma'oid. The truth is that the Jewish nefesh in its origin is extremely, extremely high. V'chelek alokami mamish. It's mamish, a part of Hashem. V'nechleles bo yisborach b'tachlis ho'achdus. And kaviyochel, Hashem is one with the Jewish soul b'tachlis ha'oneness. It's not as if the Jewish soul is something apart from Hashem. The Jewish soul is mamish, in perfect unity with Hashem. Ki kod shebrichu v'yisroel v'yiraisa kol echad. Because the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that Hashem, the Torah, and the Jews are one. So Hashem and the Jews are one. Rak sheyesh b'nefesh ha-yisraeli koyach hazeh, shehu ha-bechino ho-achroino she-benefesh ha-yisraeli, v'hu koyach ha-medame she-mechaber ha-gashmi v'aruchni, sh'aydei zeh nimshach ha-chiyus v'ashefa l'kol ho-ilomois kanal. However, Rav Nosson Zal explains that there is, within the Jewish soul, there exists a certain ability, a certain power, which is the lowest aspect of the Jewish soul, mamish, the bottom part of the Jewish soul, which is that which unites spiritual and physical, and it's via there that the chius and shefa is mushpa to all the different worlds. We'll see if Rav Nosson Zal will say this soon, but I know when we talk about the spherois, the midos of Hashem, which item would that be? The malchus. the Malchus is the one via which all the other nine spheros shine into the Malchus, and the Malchus is the one which is Mashpia to all the Olamos, you know, to all the worlds below it. Ukamuva b'sforim, and as is brought in Sforim, Shekoyach Hamedame hu Kakoyach ho Achroim Shebenefesh Odom, that the Koyach Hamedame is the lowest level within the Jewish Nefesh, Shehu Bechinas Koyach HaBehemius Shebodom. This refers to the animalistic part, the physical part of the person. Nimtzo, Sheikar Koyach HaMedame so that the essence of Koyach HaMedame comes from the nefesh, the soul of a person, the hainu min nefesh ha-Yisraeli, from a Jewish soul. V'alkein ikar kishur kol ha-olamos tolui b'nefesh ha-Yisraeli. And therefore, the binding together of all the worlds is dependent on the Jewish soul. V'alkein ikar birur HaMedame Shebozeh tolui ikur huemuna, shehi yisoid hakoil, tolui benefesh ha-Yisraeli kanal. And it's for this reason that the highest level of Birur HaMedame, upon which is dependent Shleimus huemuna, as we learned earlier, which is the foundation of the whole Yiddishkeit and the whole purpose of creation, is all dependent on the Jew, the Nefesh ha-Yisraeli. V'alkein itztavinu lisporas b'nei Yisrael. And it's for this reason that Hashem has instructed us to count the Jews. Ki hasfiro hi bebechinas ha-medame kanal. Because we learned earlier, counting is an aspect of medame. Counting is only when you get to the physical world. Remember we say, lifnei echod ma'ata sefer. Alkein al yidei shesoferim nefoshos Yisrael. Therefore, by counting Jewish nefoshos, counting is Birur HaMedame, and the Jewish Nefesh is the Shoresh HaMedame. By counting Jewish souls, Ayideze Nisbarer HaMedame. Ki Iker Birur HaMedame Toli Benot Nefoshes Yisrael Kanal. V'alkein Koyer and Parsha Zois Koydim Shvuas. Now you can understand why it's appropriate that we read this right before Shvuas. Shehi Kabolas HaTorah, which is the holiday on which we receive the Torah. Sheze Iker Birur HaMedame. Kabbalah HaTorah is a tremendous, tremendous aspect of Birur HaMedame. Ikra Emunas Chiddush Olam, Shekol Olam Hayatolui Ad Yom Zeh Shu Shishi B'Sivan. As we learned earlier, that's the day in which the world was established in place. Until Matan Torah, the whole world was shaky. It wasn't firmly in place. It wasn't complete. Ki Ikra Tikun Kol Olamoy Soide Birur HaMedame. Shenizbara al yidei kabbalah satoira, shebazeh tolu ikro emuna, she emunas chiddush olam, she yisoid hakol. Rav Nosson Zal reiterates here that the main tikkun of all the worlds depends on Birur HaMedame, which comes about through kabbalah satoira, upon which is dependent the ikro emuna, emuna in chiddush olam, which is the foundation of everything. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, avol, but because of the fact that the main ability of the forces of Tumah, the Sitra Achra, to be able to draw from the Kedusha and to be able to grab onto the Kedusha comes from Koyach HaMedame, because we learned earlier that the Bilbul HaMedame is a concept of Zuha Mas HaNochosh, Shu Bilbul HaMedame Kanal, Kimei HaMedame Mishom Achizas Eitz Hadas Toivora, because it's from this place called Medame, that's where the Eitz Hadas is plugged in. Eitz Hadas is a concept of Medame, because Medame is something which brings together opposites. The Eitz Hadas is Eitz Hadas Toivora, right? Bechinas Noiga, which is also referred to by the term Noiga. Noiga is twilight. It's the intermediary between light and darkness. Alkein tzor osur limnois es Yisrael kim al yidei hashkolim shaloi chimehem. It's for this reason that counting Jews, we said counting is a concept of medame, right? Counting Jews is a dangerous, delicate item unless it's done with shkolim, by taking shkolim from them. Kedei shelo yisachzu sidro demoisach has shom idea mispor shibchinas hamedame shemishom nechzu zu amasanocho shevim yisaloi lamrachon alasan. So that the sitra achra, the sitra of death, should not attach itself to the Jews by counting them, which is this concept of medame, which is where the zu amasanocho is plugged into, who introduced death into the world. The Nachash is Misa, and if Medame, Eitz Hadas Tovra, is the Nachash's place, and counting is Medame, then you have to be very careful with counting. V'zeh shekosuv, and this is why the Pasuk says, Kisiso es roish b'nei Yisrael, when you're going to want to count the heads of Jews, V'nosnu ish koifer nafshe l'ashem, every single Jew must give a pidyon, a coin, v'loyeh bohem negef b'fkoy doysom, so that there shouldn't be a magefo, a plague shouldn't break out when you count them. Ki hashkolim noisnim lenidvas hamishkon l'korbanos hatzibur. Because the purpose of these shkolim that the Jews gave at the time, these machtzis hashekel, was as a donation for the Mishkan, as a donation for sacrifices, public sacrifices. Shekol zeh hu bechinas birur hamedame. And the Mishkan and its sacrifices are all a major aspect of birur hamedame. Ki ha-korbonoi shemevien min ha-behemoi shem bechinas koyach hamedame kanal, ha-idei zeh nizbarar hamedame. Because korbonos, which are brought from animals, where we take an animal and we bring it to Hashem, we elevate it, you know, we sanctify it, that's a concept of birur hamedame, because these behemoths are the medame. Aydei zeh nizbarer hamedame. V'yalkein ha-korbonos mechaprim ala chatoim. And it's for this reason that animals atone for sins through sacrifices. Because all the sins that a person commits come from a result of bilbul hamedame, which is based on the koyach habehemis, the physicality of the person. Because all of a person's desires are referred to as animalistic desires. That's the concept of this filth of the snake, shu bilbul hamedame kanal, shemishom kol achatom, which is the root of all sins. V'yalkein al yidei ha-korbonoi shemevien min ha-behemois, and therefore, through the sacrifices that are brought from these animals, ha-yidei zeh nizbarer hamedame. By doing that, we're making a birur hamedame. V'nizchaprin kol achatom, and all these sins are being forgiven in the process. V'zeh b'chinas maisa ha-mishkon. This is the whole concept of the construction of the Mishkan. Ki kol hatziurim v'hademyoin oishoyu b'mishkan, shoyu boi kol agavnen, zov, v'chesef, v'nechoyshes, v'tcheles, v'argomon, v'chulu, ma'asei roikem, ma'asei oireg, ha'koil hoyu b'shvil birur hamedame, sheboi kol hatmunois v'hademyoin oishkanam. Because the purpose, the design of the Mishkan, with all of its different colors, and different metals, and different woods, and different types of wool, the purpose of all of that was birur hamedame, because we learned earlier that medame includes in it all the different colors. Medame is all the differences, you follow? The different colors, the variety, the diversity. And the purpose of all of that was for the sake of birur hamedame. Bishvi lechaper al maiso egel, in order to atone for the egel azov, the golden calf, shuavei dezoru kfiris, which is idol worship, denial of Hashem, shenim shach mi bilbul hamedame, which comes from bilbul hamedame. Shemishom kol akfirois v'munus kuzis kanal baturnal. That's the root of all denial of Hashem, all lack of faith of Hashem, as is explained in the Torah Ches and the Kudimran. Hu bishvil zeh nitztavu oz lenoisam daiko al yidei ashkolim. And it's for this reason that Hashem gave the command at the time that the Yidden should be counted by using shkolim. These shkolim that were going to be used for constructing the Mishkan, for the Korban HaSipur. Kedei levarer hamedame b'shoroshoi, in order to purify and clarify this medame at its source, at its root. Kizeh yodua, because it's a known rule in Sifrei Kabbalah, she'ein hadin nimtak elo b'shoroshoi, that whenever you want to sweeten a judgment, a din, you have to go to the source of the din, to the root of it, and fix it up there. You have to go to the root of the problem and fix it over there. Ubishvil zeh nikroim shkolim, and it's for this reason that the term shkolim was used for these coins. Kishom bebechinas hamedame ikar hamishkal vahamiskala. Because in birur hamedame, that's where the main weighing of things is taking place. That's where things are being weighed and measured and calculated. Kishom ikar habechiro vahanisoyim. Because that's where the main testing and the main free choice, the whole concept of free choice, good and bad, right and wrong, light and darkness, that's where all of that is taking place. And the symbol of that is scales. you know, up and down, good and bad, that whole thing. So that's why the term shekel is used to symbolize the Birur Hamedama that was taking place there, because of Milosh Mishka. Paragraph Chavches, U'bishvil zeh onu maschil anachshov mikriyas parsha shkolim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, now we could understand a very powerful statement that Rabbeinu Zal made, that now, today, all beginnings are from Parsha Shkolim. Ki achshov ha-haskola shel ha-gula v'tikun kol ho-ilomoy sumi purim. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, nowadays, the beginning of the redemption of Klal Yisrael and the tikun of all the worlds comes from the Yontif of Purim, begins on Purim. K'moy she-muvon mirim zei dibur v'akdeshim shel Rabbeinu Zal, as we understood from the hints that Rabbeinu Zal told us. Bo'eis shomer ha-toyra al-posuk mi-mitzrayim v'lo yero ponai reikom shu-roshi teves Purim. When Rabbeinu Zal told us this chapter on Likut Imran, it's a very short chapter towards the end of Chelek Aleph on Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal brings this Roshei Tevois, where the Pasuk is talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's talking about Pesach, and in its discussion about Pesach, there's a remez thrown in about Purim, that the first letters of Mitzrayim, V'lo Yiro Ponei Reikam, is Roshei Tevois Purim. She'omaroz, Rabbeinu Zal said at that, when he gave this shir, he announced, thousands of years ago, the beginning of Klal Yisrael was really from Pesach, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, when they came forth as a nation. V'yashov. Whereas today, whereas now, uposach b'emtzo. Rabbeinu Zal stopped in mid-sentence, v'loy siyem dvorov, and he didn't complete his words. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, I understood from Rabbeinu Zal's words that he had said, you know, related to this, that he meant that nowadays the beginning is Purim, shehu mechias amolek, shehi ikra gula shel Moshiach, which is referring to mechias amolek, which is the main gula of Moshiach. Ki reishis goyim amolek, because amolek is the leader of all nations of the Sidra Achra. And Hashem is leading the battle against Amalek from generation to generation until the final generation of Moshiach. This is related to what I wrote earlier, Shashem Yisborach Makdim Refuah L'Makah, that Hashem's style is that Hashem always prepares the cure before the illness. Hashem foresaw that in this final Golos that we're in today, which is called Golos Edoim, which is Amalek, the Jews do not stand a chance of making it to the finish line, of surviving, unless Hashem draws some light from the future, from the distance, from Moshiach, from the end, and he draws it into the Golos and shines it upon us. Because the more ill that a person is, the more an expensive and delicate medication you need to heal the person. Al kein, therefore, b'niflois v'agdoilem, through Hashem's wondrous miracles, hikdim refuah l'mako, he prepared the cure before the illness. V'osimonu niflois v'nairois g'doilois b'mei Mordechai v'Esther k'shomad aleim homan arosha shugeza amolek yimach shemoi. Hashem performed incredible, awesome miracles during the time of Mordechai and Esther, when Haman HaRosh, who was a descendant of Amalek, rose up against them. V'choshav machshovois l'havdois sonu l'gamri chashom. Haman made plans to eradicate the Jewish people completely. And Hashem turned things around completely, 180 degrees. And Hashem turned the gun, the plans, Haman's plan, Hashem of destruction, upon Haman. Not only were the Jews saved through Hashem's help, the nation of Amalek suffered major, major wipeout. To the point where, as a result of the incredible miracle of Purim, B'nai Israel drew into the world a bright light, which is part of that light that comes from the final Geula, the Geulas Moshiach, She'oz yeh gemar mechias Amalek, which is when Amalek will be totally wiped out. Ukemuva bekisveu Harizal, as is written in the writings of the Arizal, B'divrei Chazal, and in the Gemara, Migoidel heheora haneflo shebepurim, describing the incredible, incredible bright light of Purim. And as a result of this incredible bright light that Hashem shone upon us before the second Beis HaMikdash was even built, which was going to be destroyed eventually, that's what's sustaining us, that's what's carrying us now during this bitter, bitter, long golus that we're going through, this exile, asher yoradnu ploim, whereby we have fallen down in an unbelievable way. We've fallen to unbelievable depths. Ki binyan bayisheni loyhoya gula shleima k'moshem razal. Because we all know that the building of the second Beis HaMikdash was not any final redemption. Ki hoyinu mishubodim lamalchei poras. Because at that time we were subjugated under the kings of Persia. Even though we had a Beis HaMikdash, we weren't our own kingdom. Al-Kain, Me'oz, Nechshav, Yemei Golos. Therefore, that's also considered to be days of exile. U'kemuvan mi'pirish Rashi, Al-Posik, U'shivuim, Shivim, U'betzoi ko'itim, Ayin Shom, Doniel Tes. If you take a look over there in Doniel, chapter 9, where it brings this Posik, Rashi HaKadosh over there explains that again, during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was still considered a Bechin of Golos. Al-Kain hikdim Hashem Yisborach ha-refu al-yidei ho-ra neflo ha-nimshech as-yidei ha-nesh shel Purim b'chol shana v'shana. Therefore, Hashem already prepared the cure through the tremendous, awesome, bright light which Klal Yisrael drew upon themselves from the miracle of Purim every single year. Ad asher achshav kol ha-scholos mi-Purim, to the point where nowadays our whole beginning, the beginning of our salvation, comes from Purim. Shubachinas Geula Achroina, Purim symbolizes a taste of the future, a taste of Geulas Moshiach. Shehi Mechias Amalek Kanal, which is when Amalek is going to be totally wiped out. Vafilu Mitzvois Pesach, Liois Nizhore Mechomeitz, and even for a Jew to be zeichet, to perform the mitzvahs of Pesach properly, to be careful about not eating any chametz, not having any chametz in his house and everything, all begins from Purim. As Rabbein Ezal writes over there in Likutei Moharan, Shaydei Mitzvahs Purim, Yecholon, Lizor, Liois, Nizor, Mechomets, Pesach, Ayin Shom, Belikutei Moharan, Tanina, Siman, Ayin, Dalet. Look over there in the second half of Likutei, I made a mistake before, it's the second half of Likutei Moharan, not the first half. It's the second half of Likutei Moharan, chapter 74, which discusses the kesher between Purim and Pesach, where Rabbein Ezal says over there that by performing the mitzvahs of Purim the right way, a person will be zeichet to be protected from chametz on Pesach. Nimtza she'achshav ha'haschola shel hakedusha shana tzricha la'mishchalenu mipurim. So therefore, the beginning of us drawing upon ourselves the holiness is from Purim. Vascholas hanes vasimcha shel Purim ono maschilu miparsha shkolim. And when do we introduce the holiday of Purim? From Parsha Shkolim. Ki be'echod bi'ador mashmim ala shkolim. Because on Rosh Chodesh Ador is when they announce that all the Jews should bring their machtes ha-shekel. Ki ikra nes shel Purim hoyadei ha-shkolim shnei Yisrael. And we know the Gemara tells us that the miracle of Purim came about through those machtes ha-shekels that the Jews gave. Kmo yishom razal al posik v'aser es alofim kikar kesef eshkoil. As the Gemara says in Megillah, on the Pasuk, when Haman said to Ahasuerush, I am prepared to put out 10,000 silver pieces, Eshkoil, I will donate to the king's coffers so that the king should put the Jews in my jurisdiction. He used the word Eshkoil, and the Gemara says, Shehomon yemach shemoi rotzo levatel hakoyach shel hashkolim chas v'shalom. Haman wanted to negate the power of the shkolim. And Hashem said to him, Russia, Klar Kidmu Shkoleim Lishkolecha, Russia, the Jews beat you to the punch. Their Shkolim preceded your Eshkoil. Ki Homan Amaleku Iker Zuma Sanochashim Shahide Chetet Sadas Toivorak, Moshom Razal, Homan Atominayan Shemar Haminu Eitz. Because Homan Arosha, who is the essence of the filth of the snake, he comes his origin is from the Pigam of the Eitz Hadas. As the Gemara says in Chulin, where do we see Haman mentioned in the Chumash? Hamin ho Eitz Hadas. Did you eat from that tree I told you not to? And Hamin, Hey Mem Nun, is spelled the same way as Haman. Ve'ikr Zuhamas HaNachash Hu Bilbul HaMedame. And we learned earlier that the Zuhamas HaNachash is synonymous with Bilbul HaMedame. Shemishom Kol Avoy Dezores Vakfiroi. Shubachinas Homan HaMolek Shu Koyfer Godol. Vos Atzmei V'Dezora. And the Zuhamas HaNachash is Bilbul HaMedame is the root of Avoy Dezora and Kfira, which is what Homan HaMolek is all about. He made himself an idol. See, he's the essence of Kfira, Avoy Dezora. Alkein. And this is why the way that we're machnia Haman is Bilbul Hamedame, Zuhama Sanochosh. The way we're machnia Bilbul Hamedame is through Birur Hamedame, which we explained earlier is what the Shkolim are all about. Aide Shkoli Yisrael, Shem Bechin is Birur Hamedame. V'yalkein Achshuv Maschil Miparsha Shkolim, Shu Aschola Shalpurim, Shemishol Maschil and Lichnois Bepesach. And this is why nowadays we begin from Parsha Shkolim, which is the beginning of Purim. And that's how we start entering into Pesach. Because Rabbein Ezal says over there that by keeping the mitzvah of Purim the right way, that'll be a protection from being nechshal in chometz on Pesach. And this is why the Gemara says also, "Biyoyim Purim maschilin lishol velidroish bilchas Pesach." Kemuvor b'shulchan aruch linyan shoylem edoshim bilchas Pesach lamed yoyim koydim. The Gemara says that 30 days before Pesach, you start learning about the laws of Pesach. And the Shulchan Aruch says that means on Purim. Umaschilin b'yoyim haPurim atzmoi. We start on the day of Purim itself. Kaidei Purim nechnosim lePesach, because Purim is a lead into Pesach. V'cholik ratachle shel Pesach itzias Mitzrayim hakoyel b'shvil kabolas haTorah kadei lizko is l'ruach nevuah kadei levar ma'medame. And we learned earlier that the purpose of the goal of Pesach and itzias Mitzrayim was kabolas haTorah. Kabbalah Satoira, which is Shleimus Birur Hamedame. Shaydei Ze Ikar HoEmuna, Emunas Chidash Olam, Sheze Ikar HaKoel Kanal, as we explained earlier. V'yalkein Kishmagin L'Shavuos Shu Kabbalah Satoira, Koirin Parshas Bamidbar Shemedaber Mimispar Bnei Yisrael. And this is why also when we arrive at Shavuos, we start the ball rolling with Shkolin. When we get to the finish line on Shavuos, we also are counting the Jewish people. We're talking about counting the Jews. Shehoyu alidei hashkolim. Shubachin asbiru hamedame. Nimtzo shehashkola vasoif echol. So you see here that the beginning and the end are one and the same. Ki hashkola miparsha shkolim. Vakoil b'shvil levarer hamedame. Shaydei ze ikra achno asaman amolek. Shaydei ze zoichan lakabola satoira b'shvuos. V'yalkein gam kishemagin ala gmar lekabola satoira b'shvuos. Chayrim Parshas Bamidbar Kanal, v'no utz soifoi b'tchiloso, tchiloso b'soifoi, ki hakoel echol. Here Rav Nosson Zal is proving to us how the beginning, Parshas Shkolim, is tied into the end, Parshas Bamidbar, which we read as a lead into Shavuos, which is about counting Jews, which was done with the Shkolim, because it's all one thing. Matan Torah is Birur Hamedame. The Birur Hamedame starts from Purim, which starts from Shkolim, the Kanal, as we said before. Paragraph Chavov. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein b'Purim hu kabola satoira. Now you could understand why Purim is also a time we know that the Torah was received on Shavuos. And yet Purim is referred to as a time of kabola satoira, the Jews accepting the Torah anew. K'moisham razal, as the Gemara says, Hodar kibluha b'imei HaShveirosh, that the Jews accepted the Torah anew a second time during the time of King Ahasuerus. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Kimu v'kiblu. They fulfilled and they accepted upon themselves anew. There was a new acceptance. Ki Purim shehu achnoas zuamas hanocha shu homon kanal. Because Purim, which we explained earlier, is a time of subduing and subjugating the nochosh, the snake, which is homon. Ki oz zoichen lebirur hamedame kanal. Because on Purim, we are zoichen to this birur hamedame. Zeo bechinas kabola satoira. And that's synonymous with kabola satoira. She ikrohi bechinas birur hamedame kanal, which we explained earlier. That's what kabola satoira is. Kabola satoira was a time of a shefa of nevuah, of ruach hakoidish. And ruach hakoidish is the concept of birur hamedame. Ki achshov. Hascholas kabbalas haTorah hi miPurim kanal, because Rav Nosson Zal says nowadays, meaning in this Golus that we're in today, the Kabbalah Satorah is not from Shavuos, which took place 2,500, 3,000 years ago about, or a little more than 3,000 years ago, but rather the Kabbalah Satorah that we're working off is the second Kabbalah Satorah, which took place during the time of Ahasuerus. U'kamoi sham razal, as the Gemara uses that wording, Hodar kibluha bimei Ahasuerus. They re-received the Torah, during the time of Ahasuerus. Ki achshov maschilos bepurim Kabbalah Satorah kanal. V'alkein rotzo homon levatel hakoyach shel chamishim yoim shel sfiras omer. And Rav Nosson says this is why you can understand why Haman made a special project out of trying to destroy the effects of the 50 days of Sfira. How did he want to destroy it? By making a tree 50 amos tall. V'alkein also eitz govoya chamishim amo, k'moy shekosov Rabbein Ezal b'mokom achar, as Rabbein Ezal writes in Likutei Moran, if I'm not mistaken, in chapter 10, in the first half of Likutei Moran, there Rabbein Ezal draws the connection between Omer, the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, and Homon. Ki Sfira Soimer hi bechinas birur hamedame, because Sfira Soimer, we learned earlier that Sfira was a counting was a concept of medame, and the Omer Soirim, which was barley, which was behemius, animal food, is also an Indian of medame. Hi bechinas birur hamedame shuachnoa somon amolikanam. V'alkein nitle Homon biyoim rishon leSfira biyoim hanofa Soimer. And Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand an interesting item. Now you'll understand why the date on which Haman was hung was the 16th day of Nisan, which is the day that the Omer is brought. Ki mitzvas ha'omer shubachinas birur hamedame hichnia vehipel es Haman shubachinas zu masanochosh bilbol hamedame kanal. Because the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Omer, which we explained a few pages back, we showed clearly how that was a concept of Birur Hamedame, that's the tikkun and the antidote for Haman, who is Bilbul Hamedame. V'zeh Shom Razal, and this is why the Gemara says, Osi Omer didchu v'notzach oisoi v'ezbono. The Gemara says the Korban Omer of the Jewish people came along and defeated Haman and his kids. Ki hachnoas amolek halidei mitzvah soimer. Because this mitzvah of oimer, of bringing the korban oimer, or counting the oimer, is a concept of being machnia amolek. It's that powerful an item. This is why you'll observe, if you go into a breslov shul, counting oimer is lahavde lahavde, like July 4th. It's nuclear screaming, people are putting, it's like they're shooting, firing cannon. That's how powerful the tefillah, the L'shem Yichud before the Omer and the Bracha and all the tefillahs that come afterwards. You walk into some other places and they count Sfira like they say Ashiyotza. It's just as dramatic as making an Ashiyotza, not more. Because they don't realize how significant this mitzvah of counting the Omer is. In Likutei Halachos you have maybe 30, 40 discussions about the extraordinary significance of the mitzvah of counting the Omer, what it accomplishes and what it's all about. Paragraph Chav Zayin. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, U'bishvil ze hipil pur hu ha-goyrol. And it's for this reason that Haman made a lottery to try to decide which month is best for him to destroy the Jews in. V'alkein koru layomim hoele purim al shem hapur. And we're told that the holiday is given its name because the lots that Haman drew. Ki goyrol digdusha zebechinas birur hamedame bigdusha. Because Rav Nosson Zal says this concept of making a lottery to see who's going to win or to see when is the right time to do something, this is a concept of birur hamedame, of trying to bring clarity to something that you're unsure of. Two people are not sure of who's right or who's right, and they say, you know what, let's draw lots, we'll see. Or a person's not sure of when is the right time to do something, or what the right way to go about something is. He says, you know what, let's make a goyrel. Let the goyrel decide. So Rav Nosson Zal says, the goyrel, in a holy way, is a concept of birur hamedame. Ki goyrel hu dovor she'ein mevinim. A goyrel, a lottery, is something that has no rationale to it, no logic to it. Ki b'chol mokim she'en yecholim lohovin b'das u b'sech l'mi magi adover hazeh matilin goyrel. Because whenever a situation comes up where logically we can't decide who should get this and this, we say, you know what, draw lots. Let the, you know, you all draw lots. Like when it came for Klal Yisrael taking over the land of Eretz Yisrael and deciding which Shevet would receive which section of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem said, you'll do it by drawing lots. Nimtza, Shegoyrol, Hu Bebechinas, Hedar Hadas, Shebechinas Koyach HaMedame. So therefore, when do people draw lots? When they don't know, when they don't understand, they can't figure it out logically who should get what. So they say, you know what, let's leave it to the lottery. That's a concept of Koyach HaMedame. Koyach HaMedame is a sense, a lack of Shleimus Hadas. Shehu Histalkus Hadas. Shehu's Nishar HaMedame. Koyach HaMedame is when the brain shuts down. That's when Medame is left over. Now here he's using the word Medame to mean like imagination in a sense. Dreams. Because when a person goes to sleep at night, they close their eyes, their brain shuts down 99%, and there's only a little bit of brain that's left turned on. What is that? That's Koyach HaMedame. And that's why very often people dream strange things, because dreams are coming from Koyach HaMedame. And it's to the degree that a person has perfected their Koyach HaMedame, that's what determines how real or unreal, how sensible or unsensible are their dreams. And when we talk within the framework of holiness, Hagoyrol Gavoya Mo'oid, a lottery is a very, very high level item, a very holy item. V'zeo b'chinas ach begoyrol yecholik es oretz, as the Torah tells us in Chumash Bamidbar, that the land of Eretz Yisrael will be divided up, will be designated by lottery, by drawing lots. Ki Eretz Yisrael hi ikar biror hamedame, because as we learned earlier, as we explained a few shiurim back, Eretz Yisrael is the center of biror hamedame. Because Eretz Yisrael is the center of emuna, of serious emuna, especially in Chiddush Olam. Shehi bechinas birur hamedame, which goes hand in hand with birur hamedame. Ki kol ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach mishom bechinas emunas Chiddush Olam. Shema minim shashim izborach boro es olam uberetzoinoi nosno lohem uberetzoinoi not lamehem venosno lanu kemavur kol ze batur etiku kana. Because Eretz Yisrael is the place where we see the Emunah come to life. The fact that Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael is because we believe that Hashem created the world from the beginning, something from nothing, and therefore everything in the world belongs to Him, so that even if we saw that at one point in time there were seven nations of Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't mean nothing. They don't own the place. They didn't create anything. They happened to be living there. They're squatters, or they moved in. Hashem is the one who owns the place. Hashem created it from the beginning, and Hashem decides who lives there, till when, and when they move out, and when the new tenants move in. So the whole concept of Eretz Yisrael is based on Emunas Chiddush Olam. Nimtza, She'ikar Birur HaMedame Hu Be'Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the main center for Birur HaMedame is in the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'al kein kol echot mi'Yisrael i'efsher la'hagia l'nekudas chelko ish'yesh lo'i Be'Eretz Yisrael. Kim al yidei hagoyrol shulamala meyadas, v'hu bebechinas hamedame, digdusha shubechinas emuna b'Hashem yisborach. Now listen to this. Rav Nosson Zal says, for this reason, each and every single Jew cannot determine which part of Eretz Yisrael should be his, other than through a lottery, which is lamala meyadas. Now hold on a second. Make up your mind, guy. Which is it? Is medame bo? We learned before that Medame is the lowest part of the Das. Remember? That there's Das, which is involved in Hasogah Selukus, understand? And Medame was the lowest part of the brain, the part that's able to relate images, you know, to look at a table and draw an image at a table into the brain. Photograph it and put it. So in that context, we were talking about a Medame that was referred to as the lowest part of Das. Well, for example, when we talk about the Medame that takes over when a guy goes to sleep, a person's going to sleep, the brain shuts down 99%, there's 1%, there's that emergency light, you know, glowing, you know, which is what his dreams come from and everything like that, you know, what keeps the body's the basic body functions going, the heart pumping, you know, and the blood flow, you know, that kind of thing. Here, Rav Nosson Zal says, that there's a goyrol which is lamala me'adas. There's a medame which is above das. Here we're talking about a very holy type of medame, shehu bechinas emuna b'Hashem yisborach, which is a person's faith in Hashem. That's also a concept of medame. Shemaminim shehagoyrol hime Hashem yisborach levad. We're talking about a situation where people draw lots, not because they say, "Oh, let's just flip a coin." They're drawing lots because they want to put it in Hashem's hands completely to decide who's going to get what. We're going to stay out of it completely. We're going to put it totally in Hashem's hands. How? We'll draw lots. Because of the fact that the Jews realized and understood that no Jew is qualified to decide which piece of land should go to each and every single Jewish family based on their neshama and based on where their neshama plugs into Eretz Yisrael, ki kedusha Eretz Yisrael gavoya moid betachlis hamayla, because the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is unbelievable high level, ve'ein mi sheyuchal lahasig besichloi chalukah zois, and therefore no Jew has the ability via intellect to understand the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, to understand exactly how to appropriate different pieces to different Jews. Al kein tziva shemizborach lach loik Eretz Yisrael begoyrol daiko, shehoi al pi ruach hakoidesh, shehu birur hamedame. And it's for this reason that Hashem said that the Jews should divide up Eretz Yisrael via lottery. Lottery in this case is a form of ruach hakoidesh, where we're saying Hashem is going to show exactly who should get what piece of land. So here we're talking about a biror hamadam. We're not just talking about medama, we're talking about biror hamadam, the greatest clarity. Ki goyrol digdusho b'china semuna, shemaminim sha'goyrol einoy mikre chas v'sholem. Because a goyrol, when it's done in holiness, is the symbol of faith in Hashem. Where the people who are doing it say beforehand, we know one thing for sure, that nothing is coincidental. And whatever the lottery is going to decide, Hashem is showing who he wants should get what. They say that the word mikra, I once heard, I don't know who it comes from, mikra is the letters rak me Hashem. Rak me he, you know, which is the abbreviation for Hashem. Or should we say we're going to follow, you know, the signs of the zodiac, that they'll decide who should get what? None of that. Rak hakol mi Hashem yisborach levad. But rather, the reliance on the lottery is showing that we want only Hashem himself to show clearly who he wants should get what. Kamei shekosu, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Bechek yutal es hagoyrol, ume Hashem kol mishpatoi. In his lap, he places the lottery, you know, the lots, and from Hashem will be decided his fate. V'alkein b'yom ha-kippurim. Now you could understand why in Yom Kippur, which is the day when we're trying to draw a complete forgiveness for all the different types of sins of all the Jewish people, and as we learned earlier, the source of all sins is Bilbul Hamadama. Remember? Zoam Asanochash. Therefore, the tikkun for all sins is birur hamedame, fixing up the medame, which is what took place on Yom Kippur. Al kein lo yoy yochal ha-kohen gadol lichnos lefnai v'lefnim ulahamshich mechilo sliach v'kapor shebechin es birur hamedame kiim al yidei ha-goyrol ha-kodoy shal yom ha-kippurim. It's for this reason that the Kohen Gadol was not able to enter into the Holy of Holies, which happened once a year on Yom Kippur, without first drawing lots. First there had to be that lottery between the two goats. Which one goes Lashem? Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, V'nosan aharon al shnei haseirim goyrolois, goyrol echad Lashem, v'goyrol echad lazozel. The Kohen Gadol will place lots on these two goats. V'ze ikar b'chinas biro hamadame sh'nasim em kippurim daiko. This is the main concept of this birur hamedame, which takes place on Yom Kippur, shemevarin oz al yedei goyrol daiko ezeo l'Hashem ve'ezeo l'azozel, whereby we determine via lottery which goat is going to be Lashem, which goat is going to be Lazozel. Shezeu soid bira etzadas tevora. This is the concept of the purification of the pigam of the etzadas. Nimtza shegoyrol digdushu b'chinas bira hamadamim. So therefore, Rav Nosson says, you see that a goyrol, when it's done in a holy way with faith in Hashem, is a concept of birur hamedamim. V'alkein homon shuzua masanochash bilbul hamedamim. Rotzel is Gabriel Yisrael, idea goyrol daiko. And this is why Haman thought that his nuclear weapon, the weapon with which he was going to go against the Jewish people, he was going to use this goyrol. That was going to be his weapon, drawing lots. Ki rotzel livgoyim begoyrol digdusha chas v'shom. He wanted to make defective the holy goyro. Ki kol hamenachashim v'koismim he mebechina zu amasanoch eshbilbul amedame. Because we know that all the false prophet, all the magicians, and all of these people who have these seances and fortune tellers and all of those kind of characters, they are all an aspect of bilbul hamedame, an aspect of zu amasanochesh. Shezel b'chinas homon, which is the concept of homon, kimavur ba'toyranal, as is explained in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran Tanina, the chapter that this is all based on. V'chol hanichushim v'akoismim shalahem kulam heim b'chinas pegam hagoyro l'dusha. And all the different tricks that these fortune tellers and these people who try to see the future and everything, that they try to do, all of their tricks are a concept of pegam in goyro l'dusha. Because again, they also draw lots. They're trying to make believe that their drawing lots is a holy type of lottery. She'osim simon, whereby they follow certain signs. Piton oflami piv, a piece of bread fell out of your mouth. That's a sign that such and such. Tzvi hifsikoi baderech, you were walking and a deer ran across the pit. That's a sign from heaven that such and such is the case. She'ein bozeh shum tam, whereby that also has no rationale to itself. We said before, goyrol is something, a lottery is something that doesn't work on rationale, right? Who's going to win, who's going to lose? Here also, their stuff also is working illogically. Rak hu zua masanochosh bilbul amedame. However, even though it's illogical, doesn't make it good. In their case, it's bilbul amedame. U'machma shebigdusha yesh goyrol digdusha shebichinas hamedame digdusha. Alkein mishom mishtalshel v'nechas pigam anichushim v'koysim shalem shem kikoyif b'fnei odom keneged agoro l'kedusha. And because of the fact that there exists such an item within the framework of holiness called goyrol, therefore the Sitra Achra does its thing to try to mess it up, to try to bring it down. And that's from where all of their types of drawing lots and all of their symbolisms come from, whereby they're trying to mimic the Kiddusha. V'yalkein homon shu ikr zuam asanochash p'kenes pegam amanachshim v'amoininim. And this is why homon, who represents these false prophets, these fortune tellers, these liars, ki homon ubeisai hoyu mechashvim gedoilim k'mo shikosu b'kisvi Arizal. Because we know that the Arizal tells us that homon and the other members of his household were extremely, extremely knowledgeable in kishuf, in magic, which that type of knowledge did exist in those days. And they were able to perform different things that were beyond the course of nature using that knowledge. Alkein rotzel livgoyim es hagoyrol oleskaper al Yisrael adei goral daiko. And it's for this reason that Haman was looking to mess up the lottery. The lottery, which is a symbol of Kiddusha. It's a symbol of Jews showing their faith in Hashem. That I don't want to decide this. I don't have the brains to decide what should. I'll leave it completely in Hashem's hands. How? By drawing lots. Haman wanted to mess that up. He wanted to use the lots to decide which month to murder all the Jews in. However, Hashem destroyed all of his plans. And the goyrol ended up deciding when him and his family would get zapped. That day that the lottery had shown him supposedly as to the day he was going to wipe out all the Jews, That was his yahrzeit. That was the day that he ended up getting zapped. V'alkein koru layomim hoyle purim daika. And this is why this super, super, super holiday is called Purim. Out of all the names to call it, couldn't think of Thanksgiving, you know, a nice menschla kind of name. Purim, lottery, you know, all the names to give to a nice Jewish boy, not a nice, a nice Jewish holiday. Call it lottery, al shem hapur hu hagoyrol, as it says in the Megillah, that this was because of the lottery. Ki ikar hanes hu bebechinas goyrol, shu bechinas biru hamadame, bechinas eretz Yisrael, shenishalka begoyrol kanal. Because the concept of a miracle is something which, again, we believe is lemala min ateva, and it's Hashem showing himself, right? That's what a miracle is all about. That's what a lottery is all about also. When a Jew makes a goyrel, when the Kohen Gadol made a lottery on Yom Kippur to decide which goat goes lazosa, which goes Hashem, the lottery was a reflection of our solid faith in Hashem. That we're going to let Hashem decide this completely, completely. We're not going to mix into the decision. And again, the lottery was therefore the item which Hashem used to show which shevet gets which piece of land in Eretz Yisrael. How exactly where each Jew should be. Ki homon hiskanei b'mashirotzi Yisrael l'asol Eretz Yisrael lo, it's k'mo shemazal. Because the Gemara tells us that the main thing that was bothering Homon, that Homon wanted to try to undermine, was he knew that any day the Jews were scheduled to go back to Eretz Yisrael. The 70 years of Golas Bavel had come to an end, and based on his miscalculation, it looked like the time had come for the Jews to go into Eretz Yisrael, and nothing's happening. So he figured, who knows, chas v'shalom, maybe Hashem fell asleep on the job, or maybe Hashem forgot the Jewish people, chas v'shalom, you know, rachmon al tzlan, you know, something like that. That's what this Rosh Marusha thought. And he wanted to block, this was his mission, to try to see to it that the Jews never make it into Eretz Yisrael. So again, the key to Klal Yisrael getting Yarshning Eretz Yisrael was a lottery, was drawing lots. Therefore, he wanted to use lots to undermine everything. Therefore, he wanted to use the drawing lots for his item, to destroy Klal Yisrael, which is to undermine that it should never be used for dividing up Eretz Yisrael, because there wouldn't be anybody to divide the land for. The Jews wouldn't be around anymore. However, Hashem, with his great kindness, destroyed Haman's plans. V'zochu shehizgaber goyrol digdusha, and Klal Yisrael were zeicha, that the lottery in its holy form was mitgaber, overcame Haman. V'nofal hu mishpachtoi, and he and his family had a mapola on the day that the lottery, showed. V'kovu yemei Purim al shem hagoyrol daika, and this is why the holiday of Purim is named Purim, because Purim means lottery. V'zochu oz lachzor l'Eretz Yisrael, and the results of Purim were that Klal Yisrael ended up going back into Eretz Yisrael. Return shu b'chinas goyrol digdusha, which is the concept of a lottery in its holy form, which is what's used to designate which share of Eretz Yisrael every Yid gets. Paragraph Chav Ches. Look how Rabbi Nosson says, there isn't a topic like in Yiddishkeit, and Lahavdil, there isn't a topic in secular. Lottery is something that's such a big item in the world. Rabbi Nosson says has maybe 10 places in Likutei Halachos that he explains the depth, beruchnius, behind goyrol, what goyrol is all about, and why it plays some of the most important roles in Judaism. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who wanted to bring about a kapora for all of Klal Yisrael, all sins, was decided by lottery. The lottery decided which soyer is going to be used, korban Hashem, be brought in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, and which soyer is mamish going to the Sitra Achra, Lazoza, the two opposite places. North Pole, South Pole, and these two goats had to look physically identical. Mamish the Triyai, just about, you couldn't tell them apart. And Hashem, via lottery, was going to show this one is Lazozel, and this one is Kodesh Lashem, the highest Kodshe Kodoshim, Paragraph Chavches, and here again, Lahavdil, You have Haman, who wanted to use the girl the opposite way. And you have the whole world. How many millions? What is it? Maybe a couple of hundred million people today throughout the world who play lotteries. In the United States, there's, let's say, 300 million, 400 million people today. Probably 200 million, you know, have played or more, have played the lottery at least once in their life. And some of them play it every month. Some of them buy 50 tickets a month. And on one hand, it's in the Torah. You have Goral in the Torah. Yom Kippur is decided by Allah. So what could be wrong? On the contrary, you know. But these items can swing either way. Big Dusha, if it's being done, Bedarche Amuna, it's an item of Kedusha, and you have Haman's Goyro. You have another thing where it's the opposite. It's not faith in Hashem. It's Bilbil Hamadama. It's, you know, it's not Biror Hamadama. It doesn't prove the fact that some fat, oversized nut somewhere down in Palm Springs, Virginia, you know, wins $30 million. You see? Hashem gave it to him. Nobody can say, you know. Hashem showed that he's the, that it's not the rabbi who's sitting, rubbing out his seat, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, that he's Hashem's prime, you know, wonderkind. It's this other guy who's smoking fat cigars, you know, and eating six meals a day. He's the one whom Hashem obviously likes, because proof is, look, he won the lottery. He's the one that got the lottery. And we know it's definitely not true. Because we're being shown that the Goyrol can swing many different directions. And when it comes to wealth, there's an Ashirus Digdusha, there's a wealth that's a blessing, and there's a wealth, there's a Pasuk Birchas Hashem Hi Tashir, the blessing of Hashem is a wealth which Velo Yosef Otsevimo, which has no depression, no sadness that goes along with it. Implying there's two kinds of wealth. There's a wealth that's got a string attached to it. All it brings is tsaras, mamish tsaras. The guy has no idea. You know, he takes the check for the $300 million and he doesn't see the invisible string of the diseases and the heartaches and the all kinds of catastrophes that are coming at him with this $25 million that he just won, Rahman al-Islam. And that's if it's momay, you know, the opposite kind of money. And if it's Ashiras Digdusha, It's v'lo yosef, it comes with no atzis. It's a money that has a simcha to it, where the person has a sipuk, the person is satisfied with what they have. The person enjoys, appreciates what they have completely. Paragraph Chavches, v'al kein ha-bechira, she-sherosho b'b'chinas ha-medamikanal, al kein ikras ha-bechira goyrol. Now you could understand why the concept of free choice, which we mentioned earlier, is rooted in medame. This is why free choice is also referred to by the term goyrol. As the Pasuk says in chapter 16 in Tehillim, the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, where we say, Hashem menos chelki, Hashem is my portion and my cup, ato toimich goyroli. You, Hashem, will determine my lot. You, Hashem, will decide my goyrol, my future, my lot, you know, my indecision, my crossroads. All of that is my bechira. All of that is rolled up into this word, goyroli. And this is one of the sentences which when a Breslov HaChosid says Tikkun HaKloli or Tehillim, this is a place to pause and to think of what you're saying. Because each and every one of us comes to thousands of crossroads every day. Every day we're making decisions or being asked to make decisions that affect us and our wives and kids and all kinds of decisions, begashmias baruchnias. And do I feel qualified to make those decisions? And I can't call my rabbi every 12 seconds, even if I had such a... It's not an option. So therefore we say, Ato toimach goyroli, Hashem, please, I'm asking you, you be the one to decide my lot. You know, that pendulum to decide my bechira, all the different choices and decisions that are going to come my way. Ukamay Shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi Kodesh says over there, Sheze ne'emar le'inyan ha-bechira, that pasuk is referring to a person's bechira. Shashem Yizborach hiniach yodoy al chelek hatoiv, that Hashem has designated, Ato Tomech Goroli, Hashem has chosen for Klal Yisrael the good portion. Hashem has designated us as the chosen people, and He's chosen for us the good portion. Ka'odom Shomer Libnoi, as a father who says to his son, a father is sitting down with his son, and the son is at a crossroads in life, and he's got to make a decision to choose between this and this, and the father says to the son, Es ze becharlach, if you want to take my advice, I would suggest that you choose this. Kemo shekosuv, as Hashem says in the Torah, Ubocharto b'chaim. Last week's parsha, right? We just read this a couple of days ago. Re'ei nosati lefnechem hayoim brocho klol. Hashem says, look carefully. I am presenting you. I'm placing before you brocho and klola. Es habrocho, etc., etc. Es haklola, etc., etc. And Hashem says, ubocharto b'chaim. Don't be silly. Don't be foolish. Make sure you make the right choice. Make sure you choose life. Ki ha-bechiro hi be-bechinas ha-medameh shu be-bechinas goyro. Because bechiro is an aspect of medameh. Again, medameh means when you have two things, two dissimilar items that are either completely mixed up or that are at least touching together, where it's a matter of trying to separate them and to decide between, you know, to know which, you know, each individual item. That's what bechira is. It's medameh, shu bebechinas goyro. V'zehu ato toimich goyroli. Hainu shashem yizborach mesayoi livchor begoyro latoiv. That we're saying that we, B'nai Yisrael, believe that Hashem is helping us, that Hashem will help us to make the right choices, to make the right decisions in life. Bechinas ubocharto b'chaim, kama shapirish rashi, anal, as hainu kanal. To be zecher, to choose life, to choose mitzvah, not aveira, to choose Eretz Yisrael, not chutz laretz, to choose coming close to the tzaddik, not the opposite. Ki Hashem Yisborach mesayeyes odom b'siyua deleilo sheyizkeh livchor b'toiv. Because as we learned earlier, that Hashem helps a person. When a Jew shows a sincere desire to move in a certain direction, then Hashem comes along and helps the person. Ki hu yisporach makdim refuah lamaka. Hashem prepares the cure before the illness, the solution before the problem. Umamshich olav he'ora v'siyua mishur shagdusha shroitz lagyei lekanal. And as we explained earlier, that when a Jew wants to get to a certain kedusha, for example, Teretz Yisrael, to the tzaddik, Hashem draw, before the person gets Teretz Yisrael, while it's still in Chutz Laretz, Hashem shoots out a beam of light, a rope that he throws out to the person, that's a light of Eretz Yisrael, which the person's receiving when he first starts his mission. You know, the minute he expresses an interest in moving in that direction, right away he's already given a piece of heavenly assistance. I remember Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avracha, once said in a shir on Shabbos, and it came to me, I didn't know it at the time, it came as such a chiddush shir on it, it's so obvious. He said, if I'm not mistaken, from the Chesed Lavrom, the grandfather of the Chidozal, writes that just like on Shabbos, there's an Neshama Yisera, a Jew receives an Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, so too, when a person comes in Teretz Yisrael, they receive an Neshama Yisera. There's an Neshama Yisera in Eretz Yisrael. Just like on Shabbos, there's a concept of Tois v'Shabbos, that not everybody receives the Neshama Yisera at the same time. If a woman lights candles early, if a woman looks at the calendar and says, oh, Lich Benshin is 6:27, that means I have another 7 minutes. Are you nuts? You have another 7 minutes of choil? If you have no reason to do otherwise, light 5 minutes early, light 7 minutes earlier, as long as it's within the time you're allowed to. You can't light candles on Thursday afternoon. It's Brocha Levatola. But after Plag HaMincha, once it's already, you know, towards Shabbos, you are a light already, and you're drawing the Shechina, you're drawing the Kiddush into your house earlier. So he said that the Chesed Lavrom says that when it comes to a person going to Eretz Yisrael, let's say a person's in Chutz Loretz, the moment the person makes the first move, b'machshava, b'dibor, b'maisa, towards going to Eretz Yisrael, towards coming to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they already get the Neshama Yisera. Like, that's when the ball starts rolling in Shamayim, that's when this Siyua Delayla is happening already. And he proves it. The Chesed Lavrom writes, Rashi HaKodesh says on that pasuk, when Hashem said to Avram Avinu, while Avram Avinu was in Chutz Loretz, Hashem said, Lech Lecho, Me'artzecho, Me'lantecho. So Rashi says over there, Lech Lecho, Lecho, Lehanoscho, for your benefit, Linafshecho, I think, or Linishmoscho, for your neshama. And he says that that over there is referring to that from the moment he starts making his first move towards coming to Eretz Yisrael, already he starts receiving the he'ora of that nefesh yisera, that neshama yisera of Eretz Yisrael is already coming at him. You know, as Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here. Ach shekol ze yev shelahovin. However, all of this, we can't rationalize. We can't understand this all completely. Like, why the Jews are the chosen people? Why one person is given the schus to come to Eretz Yisrael and another person isn't? Why one person is given the schus to come to the tzaddik and another one isn't? Just as the lottery cannot be rationalized. You can't rationalize why this guy won. It's not a matter of logic at all. And this is why the concept of bechira, free choice, is referred to, in other words, a synonym for it in Lashon Kodesh is goyro, because they're both coming from the same place. The whole concept of bechira is something which is above rationale, and the whole concept of a lottery is something that's also above, you know, above rationalization. Paragraph Choftes, v'ze shonu mevakshim, kumo Hashem, kadmo fonov, hachriyehu. Rav Nosson Zal says, shonu mevakshim, shashem yizborach, yakdim atzmoy, lifnei abaldovor, lachnioi, al yidei ze. We're asking Hashem, Hashem, get up, kadmo fonov, Hashem, you be there first. The Sultan starts, goes into work 9 o'clock in the morning. Hashem, you get up at 8:30. You be there at 8:30 to beat him to the punch and to be there to help us out. That's the Pusuk saying, Kumo Hashem, Kaviyochel, we're asking Hashem, get up, rise up, Kadmo Fonav, and be makdim him. Ali Dezeh, how? Hainu sheyakdim refuah lamaka. That Hashem should prepare the refuah. The refuah should be there before the maka. Ve'yakdim lishloach aleinu siyua deleila mishoyer shabdusha shanaroitzim lagi elah k'teish laideze nizke lehizgaber olav ulagi lakdusha. So that we're asking Hashem that any time that we want to come close to a kedusha, whether it be to a tzaddik, whether it be to Eretz Yisrael, whether it be to any specific mitzvah that I'm trying to get to, I'm trying to make a move to get to that mitzvah, and I know that as soon as I decide to do that, that Malach says, okay, give me my bag, give me my sukkah, time to run, I got a job to do. There's a Jew that wants to do a mitzvah, I got to be right there to block him every step of the way. So we're asking Hashem, you precede him by 1 second in pulling the trigger on that laser beam. That laser beam should shoot out from the mitzvah itself to me where I am now when I'm about to start moving towards that mitzvah, so that rope that you're going to throw me is going to give me the ability to withstand anything that malach is going to put in my way, any obstacles, any insults, anything, and I'll be able to make my way towards that mitzvah and be matzliach, you know, and be zecher to fulfill it completely. This is an incredible limud. This is incredible privileged information in how Rav Nosson Zal is explaining exactly what takes place, exactly how Milchemes Hayetzer works, and what it's all about, and what we're supposed to do about it, and how a person can prepare all the different pieces to the puzzle, you know, he's laying out here. Paragraph Lamed, v'zeh b'chinas ha-shichrus shel Purim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we could understand the mitzvah of getting drunk on Purim. Kemo Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, chayev inish lebesumei b'puria ado v'yodo v'enor homo l'baruch Mordechai. That a Jew is obligated to drink on Purim, to the point where the person can't distinguish between Oror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Ki Ashichrus, a person would say, how could such a thing be? How could Yiddishkeit condone such a thing and suggest such a thing when everything in Judaism is about brains? The Gemara says, Lo'ilam Eidon Chaytem Kenichnes Bei Ruach Shtus, that Aveira means lack of brains, lack, loss of that, Histalkus Adas. You're going to tell me that a Jewish, on a holiday, holy day, on a Jewish holy day, Hashem, you know, prescribes getting drunk? So Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Ashichrus Hi Histalkus Adas. What is drunkenness? Drunkenness is a concept of the Das leaving. V'oz nishara koyach hamedame bebilbul godol kinir b'chush, And what happens when the Das leaves? We had this a couple of times in the past 10, 15 pages. The Das leaves, there's a drop that's left remaining, Lahavdil, just like we gave the example. You have a building that has 4 billion light bulbs in it, and the fuse blows, all the light bulbs go out. What's left is this little emergency light, this little fluorescent emergency light that stays on, you know, to sustain. That's this Koyach HaMedam. When the Das leaves, there's a slight trace of something that resembles Das that remains. It's called this Koyach HaMedama. Kenura B'chush, as we see. When this Medama remains, there's Bilbul Godol. K'moy Shenura B'chush, Shashikor Ein Loi Das, V'mavul V'moid. As we see, you look at a drunk, he's got his hands and feet, he's got his pants on, but he doesn't have his brains. He's not thinking clearly, obviously. It's a result of the fact that the excess wine or alcohol that the person drank resulted in histalkos hadas, the person's das leaving them, and the medame being a confused medame, a mixed up medame, medame that's not thinking even clear as medame can think. Shemishom kol hachaloimois hamevulvolim. And that's also the source of confusing dreams that people have. Some people have dreams that are very confusing. Ubilbul kol hamishugoim. And Rahman al-Islam, the case of people who suffer from mental illnesses, Rahman al-Islam, that type of thing. Ubilbul shelashikor, or the bilbul that a drunk, the state of mind that a drunk experiences. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is describing three or four states of mind: the state of mind of a drunk, the state of mind of some people when they're dreaming, and the state of mind of some people when they are mentally ill, not well in the head, that kind of thing, Rahman al-Islam. And Rav Nosson Zal is saying that all of these are a bechin of bilbul hamedame, kimavur b'sforim, as is explained in Sforim HaKadoshim. Avol b'purim, O zoichin lahachnia zu amas hanochesh kol kach shemishom biur hamedame ad shal yidei ashichru shel purim shubchin as medame zoichin lahamtik bilbul hamedame b'sharoshoi. But Rav Nosson Zal says, you know what's taking place on Purim? On Purim, a Jew experiences such an incredible victory over the nochosh, over Amalek, over bilbul hamedame, That the person is zochet to such a level of biur hamedame, to the point that where they through the shichrus of Purim, by getting drunk on Purim, which is bechinas medame, he's zochet to be mamtik bilbul hamedame completely. He's zochet to straighten out his brain completely. Ki oz ein shlito lezua mas hanochosh shehi klap haklipo isva sitrachro lisach isva shichrus. Because Purim is a day when Klal Yisrael are zeichet to wipe out Amalek. We said Amalek is kfira, the opposite of emuna. Amalek is super bilbul hamedame. So Purim is a day when we're zeichet to give such a destroying blow, a completely devastating blow to Amalek, to Zuama Sanochosh, to bilbul hamedame, that they can't do their thing, they can't affect the drunkenness, they can't be poigim in the shichrus. Adarab, but just the opposite. Ayidea shichrus shel Purim adaloyoda, by a Jew drinking excessively on Purim, to the point where he seems to experience a adaloyoda, a bilbul adas, adaloyoda is mamtik umevatel pegame tzadas toivora. That's a time when by a Jew going through the physical motion of getting drunk, of this imposing upon himself a bilbul adas in a sense, he's zochet to be misaking the original bilbul hadas which came about when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas Toivora. Sherotzo lachkor shirish hatoivora mehechanim shochim, whereby Adam Rishon wanted to try at that time to understand where Tov and Ra originate from. You know, that again, this is Tov and Ra mixed together. It was a bechin of a bechira, a goyrel, and he wanted to try to understand, to rationalize the whole thing. Shezehu ikar pegam bilbul hamedame. That's the main pegam of bilbul hamedame. When a person is trying to understand, he's trying to use logic to understand things that he's not, he can't understand, or not supposed to. Whereas now, on this awesome holy day of Purim, when a Jew is zochah to drink excessively to the point where he doesn't know the difference between Or HaMoed and Baruch Mordechai, mamtikin u'mesaknin zeh ha-pigam. That's the hamtoka and the tikkun for this pigam. Because this medame, this confusion, gets purified, gets its tikkun on Purim at its source. Because Purim is the main day when we're machnia homan amolik, shehu zuamas hanocha, who is the essence of the filth of the snake. Remember, Hamin ha'etz asher, did you eat from that tree I told you not to? Hamin ha'etz, Hamin is oisies homon. V'zoichen lahamshichoz emuna shalema al yidei hamedame. And on Purim, by a Jew losing his mind, he loses his mind and he goes into pure, pure emuna. Because he lets go of das and he switches into a pure, pure emuna, which is again the opposite of Homan Amolik. What Homan and Amolik, Amolik is Bigimatria Sofik. Amolik is the opposite of Emunah. Shezehu Iker Toikev Hanes Shel Purim. This is the main Chiddush, the main power and strength of Purim. Now, obviously, there's a very, very important statement that has to be made here. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch says that a Jew who is capable of doing bad things, Rachman Otzlan, whether it be Bein Odom Lamokoyim, he's capable of not davening Mincha, not davening Ma'ariv, in a drunken state. Or Chas HaShalom, he's capable of saying something offensive to people around him, or busting up the house, breaking the furniture in the house, doing other nice, cute thing, you know. For such a Jew, it is not a mitzvah for that person to get drunk. For him, the mitzvah is to drink a little bit more than he drinks during the year. By him, the fact that he's adding an extra couple, let's say he doesn't drink, he never drinks. There are people who don't ever drink wine during the week at a meal, you know, on a weekday at a meal. And on Shabbos, let's say they'll drink a revius, they'll drink 5 ounces of wine. So for that person on Purim to drink 8 ounces of wine or 12 ounces of wine, on his level, he's tapping into this kedusha, he's tapping into this mitzvah. When we talk about, and that's called shichrus. On his level, that's bilbul hamedame. Tzadikim, people who are very high-level people, people who are qualified, that when they get drunk, nothing bad comes out of their mouths, and they don't do bad things. On the contrary, we've seen many, many cases of gedolim, and not even tzadikim, Breslov Hasidim, there have been Breslovs, pure, sincere Breslov Hasidim, who have been known on Purim to get drunk and to have shown a love for Hashem, or a love for the Jews, or a love for Torah mitzvahs that blew the people around them away completely. You know, that people couldn't believe their eyes or ears, what kind of pearls of wisdom, what kind of sincerity, what kind of closeness to Hashem they saw in this simple Jew in his getting drunk on Purim. But this is obviously something that requires a shikul hadas. It requires a person knowing their place and knowing either having their rabbi decide for them whether they're a type A or type B, or the person being intelligent enough to be able to decide carefully, again, where they are in this. But Rav Nosson Zal here explained to us in a very deep level what this is all about, what medame is, what medame dikdush is, what medame de sitrachr is, what bilbul hamedame is, what birur hamedame is, when it takes place, who all the players involved are, how Homan Amolek gets into the act and everything, and when is the time that a person has the ability to destroy it, to hit a finalizing blow to it, if he does the right mitzvah, the right way, etc., etc. Baruch Hashem.